Going to be a good week. Going to be a good week. As we start the Good Day program at 7 after the hour, it is October 31st, Halloween, and vampires. Jennifer, why are vampires considered sexy? What is there about vampires?
TV shows.
No, no, no. Before the television shows. The vampire image is sexy. Why is that?
I think because they're dark and mysterious and always misunderstood.
And they give you hickeys.
And they, right. Yeah, they want to bite on you.
Really?
Yeah.
And people, women think that's cool?
Well, getting until the whole part where they take your soul, that kind of stinks. But up yeah. until that, yeah.
It's not kissing, it's biting.
It is biting.
Yeah. It's something, do women like being scared? In that sense?
I think it's mysterious. It's that sense of who are you? Yeah. And, you know, a lot of vampires have been portrayed as people who aren't bad. They just have this desire for blood. So I think, you know, women fall hook, line, and sinker for that stuff.
Really? 800-51, why would you fall hook, line, and sinker for that sort of thing? Who's the sexiest of all of these, if you're looking at the current set of vampires that are on television? By the way, all of this stuff comes from Dracula. You know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
The root is in Dracula, whose roots are in Romania, where your people are. Jennifer Horn is here. Rich McFadden is here. And we're going to spend a good deal of time today, I'm sure, talking about the usual things that happen on October 31st. The origins, the fun, the scariest movies, all that sort of thing. But how many people know where vampires, you see these things on television? How many different television shows and movies are based? I ask the question out of ignorance because I don't know. I mean, there's that the one that you see all the time. But
the
big
movie is Twilight. And then the TV is, right now, the big hot one is True Blood.
Yeah, that's on HBO, right?
It is, yeah. And that's the one everybody likes. All the girls love those vampires.
Because they couldn't get away with it on commercial television? Is that why it's on HBO? Because it's too raw?
Well, yes, this particular show is. But the one on CW, they have Vampire Diaries, and that's on. It's just not quite as hot.
It's not as much sucking?
Right. The sucking has been kept to a minimum on
really?
CW. Yes.
Okay. I think the image of the vampire, powerful and sexy as it is for women, turns men off. Richie, your thought on whether it's, would your wife find it interesting if you came into the bedroom some night dressed as a vampire?
She'd probably get the papers out and start having me committed.
Yeah. Really? Okay.
Yeah.
So that wouldn't work on her.
Well, what's the alternative for men? Is it the sirens, like the mermaids? Is that the alternative?
Witches, warlocks. Maybe.
Well, witches don't quite have the same appeal as a vampire for some reason, but there's no female alternative.
If we could get somebody to a bar, Richie would guzzle a beer with him. I think
absolutely.
That would work. That would work.
Yeah, instead of sucking your blood, I'd rather suck your beer.
Suck a beer, yeah. Right. All right, so what were you saying, Jen?
No, I was just saying, what's the alternative for you guys? I mean, we have vampires. Women have vampires.
I don't like any of it. I find it all a big turnoff. But that's
what I was saying. Is it, you know, the sirens and the mermaids in the pirate stories always seem to draw the dumb guys in with their voice and their
come I thought in mermaids their eyes. Were supposed to be sweet until I saw the last Pirates of the Caribbean movie.
Ooh, they'll eat you.
Ah! Ooh!
Yeah, don't fall for that sweet routine.
I can't think of any kind of mystical female character that really kind of attracts me. Yeah.
Medusa. But she didn't attract anybody.
Medusa was a head full of snakes.
Yeah, she's ugly.
That's scary.
Oh.
Yeah. I would probably say Samantha from Bewitched. She was very cute.
Yeah.
Ooh. And
she didn't do any harm. She was a nice witch.
I know, but that's it. And then the three girls from, what was the name of the show? The three witches, the sisters.
Oh, you're talking about Charmed.
Charmed, yeah.
What was the movie the Witches of Eastwick about?
Ooh, that was a hot movie.
Yeah, that was Cher and
Jack Nicholson was the mean one.
Right.
Yeah.
There are no mean.
We're so innocent, us ladies.
Mm-hmm. I was at a talk convention on Friday in Dallas, as you guys figured out. I think I did tell you that I was going there for the day. And Robert Wool, is that how you pronounce his name, the actor?
Yeah, Robert Wool.
He's doing a radio program now.
Yeah, the HBO actor.
Right. told a story about doing a movie with Jack Nicholson. And he went, the two of them went to a bar. They were in Las Vegas. And they sat there, and this woman came over and said, "Would you like me to dance?" And Jack Nicholson's response was, "Wrong verb." That was I don't usually remember lines, but that one I remembered.
Nicholson.
Anyway, I guess I don't understand the desire for blood. Maybe that's the bottom line with me. I don't get who gets that 800-510-8255. I don't feel the need to drink blood. When I cut my hand, I drink my. I don't
Ew,
drink
that's
it.
See, I won't do that. That's disgusting. Yeah. No.
It heals it. It'll.
Yeah,
it'll
I mean, if it's a small cut and I cut my finger, yeah.
Yeah, right. But drinking somebody's blood.
Yeah, not appealing.
No.
I don't even like it when like my tooth bleeds.
Really?
Freak
when
out.
You're flushing?
Yeah.
Flushing. When you're flossing?
When I'm flossing or something, yeah. A little bit of blood. Yeah. I don't like it. Yucky.
All right, do we have any representatives, any voices of the vampire community listening? 800-510-8255. I look at all the news sites today, and there's lots of usual presidential candidate stuff. But there's this. There are three or four things that are, I guess, obvious. One of them is today's Halloween. The other one is the weather from the weekend in the north and northeast. The other one has to do... with the, did I say presidential? I think I did say the presidential race. Here's one that I found very interesting because of, and the story is actually at DougStephan.com today, maybe because of Herman Cain. There was a, there was a fire in a Papa John's location. Apparently employees of a Domino's burned down a rival Papa John location and have been arrested for the act over the weekend. So, I didn't realize the pizza wars were that hot. Frankly, did you?
I saw that story, but I didn't think it was a chain. I would just assumed it was
Domino's.
Privately owned. Wow.
Nah. Yeah. No. Well, they're franchised. I think the Domino's. I don't know about Papa John's.
They are franchises. Yes.
Franchises.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, kind of silly stuff. Also at DougStephan.com today, there are some tales of haunted Hollywood, including the cursed Exorcist cast. Ghost of Lon Chaney and Marilyn Monroe haunting some film projects that are currently under work. So the Tales of Haunted Hollywood, another story you might want to check out.
I like it. Can we tell ghost stories later?
What, why would you wait till later? Why don't you tell the ghost story now?
Let's do it now then. I love it.
What ghost stories do you have?
I have a real one.
Have you?
I do too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we start with ladies first. Jennifer?
I was in Gettysburg for a business meeting, and I was staying in a haunted hotel room. And literally, the lights went off on and off. The TV went on and off. We heard chains all night. There was problems with the door locks. It was crazy. The whole story takes 20
How
minutes.
How long
way
ago
too
was this?
Long. And this was probably about 5 or 6 years ago, and I wasn't alone, so I have witnesses. It wasn't like I'm making it up. And in the morning, after all of this went on, and I was freezing cold, and my teeth were chattering, after all of this went on, we were packing up in the morning, and I was blow-drying my hair, and the plug flew out of the wall. And when I picked it up, it burned my hand.
Hello.
Yeah. And my coworker Erin left her Bible behind, even though we checked the room like 74 times mm-hmm. to make sure no one left anything. The Bible was there. When she got it back, there was scratch marks in the back.
Ooh.
This is no lie. On the very last page. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Remember the story I told you about the house that we were in Los Angeles? My son got up and found in the middle of the night knives thrown against the wall and pots and pans all over the place. And there was nobody in the house, but it was the house where one of the Hemingway sisters, whichever one isn't still alive, committed suicide. That's what we were. So,
that's so
weird. And you guys were gone in about a month.
We were. I was gone that day.
Yeah.
And Brendan was gone.
Gotta go.
Shortly after that. All right, so, Richie, what's your story?
I used to be friends with a guy who was a state trooper, and one night when he was on the late shift, he was fading. He's like, I need to just pull over and just get 5 minutes of shut eye just to rejuvenate myself.
Yeah.
So he was on in a state trooper. He was on the interstate. So he pulled off, to the side of the road, and kind of just left his marker lights on and took a quick cat nap. and woke up to somebody rapping on his window. Yeah. And he looks up, and it's another state trooper that he didn't know, so he rolls his window down. The guy's like, hey, what's going on? He's like, ah, I just needed to catch five. He's like, hey, that's cool. He goes, you might want to pull down off the road a little bit, though. He goes, I'd hate to see somebody drift off the road a little bit and hit you. He goes, I'm good. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming by. You know, I'll catch you later type thing. So he remembered the guy's car number and his name from his badge. He'd never met the guy before. He was from another precinct.
Yeah.
So about a month or so later, he's at the precinct where this cop is, so decides he's going to go say hi. So he says, is Officer such and such around? Uh-oh. And they said, who? And he said, Officer such and such. And he's like, he passed away last month. He's like, what are you talking about? And he said, yeah, he's a car wreck. So they took this, my buddy, out back, showed him the car that my buddy saw with the number on the back of it, and the cop that drove that car died in an accident in that car on the road where he had pulled over.
Yeah, I just got chills up and down my spine and got goosebumps on my arms.
He said it freaked him out to no end. The guy was apparently dead like 3 weeks before the day he woke him up.
Yeah. There you go. That's a story. That'll get people thinking. I've got goosebumps all the way down to my ankles. 800-510-8255. Okay, the 2020 Quickie Quiz asks for you to tell us what the origin of the term blood brothers is. Do you know what the term blood brothers, how one who declares, like Richie and I, would become blood brothers if we did this particular thing? And because we're talking about blood, the blood bond, if you will, and how it enters into Halloween, do you know the origin of the term blood brothers or blood brothership? And if you can explain how that happens, I think it's pretty generic, actually. 800-510-8255. We'll have a swell Doug Steffen prize for you. 19 after the hour on Good Day.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
My cousin Louise owns a small accounting firm. She's all about the numbers. She wanted to give her business a boost, so she signed up for Constant Contact. Constant Contact combines the power of email marketing and social media. Now when she emails messages to her customers, they share it with their friends. And Louise gets more new business calls than she can count. Well, actually she can, because she's an accountant.
Try a whole new way to do word of mouth at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month, and now come with a money-back guarantee.
I'm sure you're thinking, boy, I'd like to pay less for my car insurance, but switching seems like a lot of work. All the hassle and whatnot. Well, I'm here to tell you that is simply not the case. GEICO makes it so easy to switch and start saving money straight away, without getting buried in a ton of paperwork. You know, that actually happened to me once, literally. I was buried under my income taxes for 6 days. Haunting, really.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
So the first time you hear the concept of Halloween when you were a kid, you remember the first time you even heard about it? It's like your brain can't even... What is this? Who's giving out candy? Someone's giving out candy? Who is giving out this candy? Everyone that we know is just giving out candy? I got to be a part of this. Take me with you. I want to do it. I'll do anything that they want. I can wear that.
I was looking in the lab late one night when my eyes...
Too early for that, Richie.
Doug's favorite.
Start us off.
All right, let's have... let's see. Eddie Murphy has an interesting bit from when he used to do stand-up about scary movies, Richie.
You ever sit behind this couple in the movie theater? The guy and the girl sit down, and the girl say,
"Now, you've seen this before, don't tell me what's going to happen, okay? Just let me sit here and judge. Because you always do that. You always tell me what happened,
He was
right?
21, by the way.
Well, he sounds young.
Yeah.
Just let me watch this. Is she going to die? That's all I want, though. Don't tell me nothing else happened.
And go to a horror movie with girls, and girls be covering their face up. It's like, I paid $4. You better watch the movie. Pulling their hand out. It's like to go to see a horror movie that I already seen, you know? And the girl's going, is the eyes going to get ripped out? No, and they get ripped out. She's going, what are you telling me? I'm going to have bad dreams, though. I'm going to have bad dreams. I can't watch that now. I'm going to have bad dreams. And go home and have bad dreams. I don't have bad dreams. Once you, I'm 21 now. When you become a man, you don't have bad dreams anymore. I still get afraid sometimes in my bedroom, though. Late at night, you ever just feel like something's in your bedroom with you? And you be looking at the coat in the corner like this. And you do this long enough, your imagination to go on, the coat to go. How you doing?
All right, and here's an excerpt. Lewis Black, who... I don't think needs an introduction. Don't you think he's a household name by now, Richie?
No, I think you should introduce
him. He did a lot of his, probably best known for being with Jon Stewart.
Right.
And his stand-up is really crude.
The fact that we found a couple minutes of it, we can play here.
Nothing proves just how dumb we are collectively as a people. Nothing proves it more than candy corn. Candy corn, but using the word candy to describe it is wrong. Using the word corn is wrong. It does not taste like candy nor corn. It tastes like something that was made out of oil. You can take all the bags of candy corn and actually, if you melted them down, you could run a car. All the candy corn that was ever made was made in 1914. They never had to make it again. We never eat enough. We only eat two or three or four pieces apiece. And so, literally after Halloween, the candy corn companies send out their minions. And they go from garbage can to garbage can and collect the corn and throw it back in the bags.
All right, so that's Louis Wagons. Actually, if you'd like to listen to all of us, our video of the day today is from a number of comedians, including Eddie Murphy and Jerry Seinfeld, Louis Black, Hayward Banks, Memories of Halloween's Past. They're on, it's about 6 minutes, I think, Richie, of all of this stuff. It's just fun. That's what we like, is fun. And you can find it video of the day at DougStefan.com. Our poll today, where are your children trick-or-treating tonight? A, around the neighborhood, B, at the mall, C, at a local shopping center, D, at a school event, or E, something else. We asked on Friday what you thought about a move by a Connecticut congressman to get Halloween moved to the last Sunday of the month instead of the 31st. 44% said, don't move it, it's a tradition. 28 after on Good Day. Stand by if you're on the phone.
Morgan, this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. For a truly spooky Halloween travel idea, why not skip all those haunted houses and go directly to a catacomb? That's right. Exploring these underground cemeteries is a relatively different way to get to know a city's past. The Paris catacombs are known for being intricate. They date back to the 18th and 19th centuries. The bones of 6 million Parisians were gathered underground to create a maze of tunnels and crypts below the city streets. In Rome, there are dozens of catacombs. For Catholics, there's St. Calixtus, the biggest and most popular underground cemetery, which has the crypt of 9 popes, as well as early Christian frescoes. And there are 6 known Jewish catacombs in Rome, 2 of which are open to the public. In New York, head towards the Greenwood Cemetery in Brooklyn. This memorial dates back to 1838 and is the final resting place of the famous and infamous. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
AVG links millions of users to protect computers from digital threats. It's a point we wanted to demonstrate vividly. So we caged 2 people and dropped them in a jungle with a 500-pound tiger. And did we mention the cage was made of toothpicks? Millions of toothpicks.
You got stuck in the top of the cage!
How many toothpicks does it take to stop a tiger? Find out. AVG presents Tiger vs. Toothpicks at WeProtectUs.com.
Final round time. If 2's company and 3's a crowd, what's 207?
A bar mitzvah?
Correct. Opportunity never knocks twice. Why not?
It's got sore knuckle?
Correct.
Yes.
How fast does Netflix let you watch TV episodes and movies?
Instantly, through your game console or other devices.
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Yeah.
Sir, put your shirt back on.
But I'm excited.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You have storable food, filtered water, even shelter, but do you have a way to start a fire immediately? Now you can with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets the fire blazing in just minutes. So just add water to your survival food and enjoy a hot meal in no time. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire and even starts right on top of snow or water or in any severe weather, even 40-mile-per-hour crosswinds. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com. A must for any preparedness kit. InstaFire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters, is environmentally friendly, stores easy with a 30-year shelf life, is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack, or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG. no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Doug Steffen Good Day program. At the end of the day, are you going to have a profit or a loss statement for the day?
I'm going to have a profit.
Profit, we are.
Please.
Right on that track, Jennifer. This is going to be a profitable day. Our gross income will be $1,694,000.
Just today?
Our expenses will be $471,700. Richie, leaving us with a net income of $1,222,300.
I like that.
Right. And if that's today, can you imagine what tomorrow will bring?
There you go.
Ooh-ha. All right, so anyway, we're into...
Today's welfare day, though, so we have to give a little bit back when those kids come to the door.
Oh, it is? Welfare day, yeah.
Yeah, you know, hand
out. Otherwise known as Halloween, right? Yeah. When Bill Clinton said, give them a hand up, not a hand out.
Exactly.
Right. Here on the farm, we give them the old American salute. There it is. Help yourself.
Free manure, kids.
Right.
Come and get it.
800-510-8255. Okay. So I have asked for a way for you to lead us through the blood brotherhood thing. How did it start? Did you ever do it when you were a child? Did you become part of a blood brotherhood? Sergio, listening in El Paso on KTSM. Hi, Sergio.
Hello, Doug.
Morning, sir. So, did you form a blood brotherhood with anybody when you were a child?
No, I have never formed a blood brother pact with anybody, but I've seen it in movies since I was a little boy. And
yeah. What do you think? What have you garnered from looking at these movies? What is the meaning and how did people show their membership in the blood brotherhoods?
They show their membership from them somehow being extremely close to each other, but they're not related in blood, so they have to find a way to, according to them, become closer, and somehow they think that by cutting themselves up a little bit and sharing blood, that's gonna make them closer.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Good for that. Hold on a second. I say good for that. Good for that sort of thinking. Here is Mark in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. Hi, Mark.
Yeah. Hello. This is Mark.
Yes, sir.
Okay, years ago when the country was being formed, when the Indians pretty well roamed all the plains, they would have these massive buffalo hunts, and many times more than one tribe would join in these hunts, and they would all join in the feasting afterwards, and the men from the different tribes, sometimes they were even warring factions, but when they became friends to signify that they had total trust for one another, not as an enemy any longer, and they ate and feasted together after their hunt, they would call themselves blood brothers. Even though they knew they were of different tribes, they had a ritual. They'd take an arrowhead or a knife and they'd cut the wrist, join the wrists together, and they'd have a little ceremony. And also I found out in history that a woman from another tribe could not marry unless there was the husband was a blood brother to her tribe. That was an interesting fact. I remember from high school.
This is quite a story. You remember? Did you learn this in high school? Did you study early American lives and traditions? Is that what this is about?
Well, I grew up in Wisconsin. Wisconsin at that time, I'm an old man now. I'm in my 60s. But at that time, when I went to school in the 50s, They had a lot of history in the school, the public schools, about the Indians and the settlements of the U.S. And U.S. history was in detail for us to learn when we were kids.
All right, that's a great story. All right, hold on just a second. Let me move on for a second. Don't everybody go away. I want to just sort of get a consensus if we can. Here's Ronnie in Nutbush, Tennessee. Hi, Ronnie.
Hello. You know, when I guess I was about 12 or 13, the guy next door and I became blood brothers. And the way we did it was pricked our fingers and held our fingers together where the blood could flow together.
Right. Did you find out whether he was A, B positive or negative before you did that?
No.
No. You know, that's one of the things is that we all have different blood. And I was told I did this myself. I remember doing it with Danny Davis, who was across the street. For me, when I was about 6 years old, really upset my mother because we weren't sure whether he was pure-blooded or whether he had A-positive or O-negative or whatever the various types of blood are. And so exchanging blood could have been a dangerous thing.
I don't think so,
but that's what I was told. My mother was horrified, as a matter of fact, because I think I stuck a knife in my finger, if I'm not mistaken. It wasn't very... I'm just looking at my fingers now. I have a scar on my index finger on my right hand from when I know it goes back to when I was 6 years old. I stuck the knife in there.
Well, back then it was just innocent fun. I mean, it's not something you'd want to do today, I guess.
Why? Why can't we have some innocent fun today?
Because everybody's diseased today, doesn't
it? Yeah, right. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
All right, Ronnie. That's a good story, too. Yeah.
Hey,
Oops, wait a minute. Hold on a second. Did I get in the middle? Did I cut you off in the middle of a sentence? Go ahead.
I was just going to say, I got an autographed picture from y'all back several months ago. I keep it by my bedside. It's you, Roberta, Jennifer, and Rich.
Really? Who actually signed it?
Yeah, who signed it?
It says, Ronnie, thanks for listening, Doug.
Yeah. Mm. I'm betting that's a...
If you send it to me, we'll sign it. I'll sign it for you.
We'll sign it. Send it to Jennifer. She put a little of her blood on it, too.
Okay.
Hold on a second. Thank you, Ronnie. It's very nice that you were... thoughtful enough to ask for that. Keith, in Owensboro, Kentucky, what's your story about these Halloween blood brother ideas?
No, I had a spooky story.
Oh, a spooky story?
Yeah, it might be more spooky to some people than others.
Are you talking about that? Were you inspired by the story Richie told you of the policeman who was by the side of the road? Did he talk to another officer who turned out to be dead?
Not quite. It's a story about a presidential candidate that's actually a shill, and he's working with the other two shills. Tane is who I'm talking about. He's working with Perry, and he's working with...
Can I tell you something? I don't want to hear political scary stories. I don't want to hear any political stories. This is a politically free zone. All right, so I think we got the context of this, and I think the best story here was Sergio. So, Sergio, we're going to send you something good from the Doug Steffen Prize Closet. All right, hold on just a second. Thank you. I was thinking of Tonto and the Lone Ranger. You know, there are a lot of people who, today, it's like Ernie and Bert. There are those stories, Tonto and...
Don't tell about Bert and Ernie.
Like J. Edgar Hoover and his assistant. Except I think those stories are true. Isn't that movie out? When is that J. Edgar movie?
I think this week? Comes out in the next week or so.
Yeah.
You think in a week?
I think it's coming out pretty soon. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, so anyway, the blood bond, the blood brotherhood, and blood is what Halloween seems to be all about. I will tell you, a lot of people in the Northeast from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, New York, up to New England, will think of Halloween weekend 2011 in a lot different way.
Yeah, what was up with this?
And I'll tell you, that's right. Actually, you had some snow down where you are, Ricky, didn't you?
Ridiculous, yeah.
More than ridiculous. Woof. It's 18 before the hour. I want you to... The story of this weekend, more than ever, underscores the need for you to have a radio handy by. The electricity was out. People, there are still... Here in the Northeast, 3.5 million people, like in Connecticut, Western Massachusetts, up through and into New Hampshire and Vermont, parts of New York State, no power. So how do you get information in those circumstances? How do you know what's going on? How do you keep yourself abreast of the latest so you'll know what to expect? Well, there are the folks at C. Crane doing their They have done their deeds over the years to produce great radios, battery-powered. Here's the SW Pocket Radio, one of the great travel radios that's ever been invented and produced. Been rated as a matter of fact, the best travel radio that you can get for under $200. And because it's a good travel radio, it's good also for circumstances when the power goes out. This thing has 200 memories, Richie, that are enough to save all of your favorite stations, 200 of them. It's an AM, an FM, and a shortwave pocket-sized radio. Has great reception, great audio quality, and it is very small. Small enough to tuck into your purse, your briefcase, your carry-on bag, the pocket of your coat. Runs on a couple of AA batteries that last 70 or more hours. This is a way for you to maybe treat yourself, let's talk about trick or treats, treat yourself to an excellent pocket radio, or if this we're giving these pocket radios away to folks here on the Good Day program, they are, they're just the right thing. These people at C. Crane have been geniuses when it comes to creating these small radios that are, when you listen to them, you think you're listening, you're in a big stereo center or something. So here's what you do. You call 800-522-8863 for the person that you would like to surprise with something. People who love listening to the radio will love getting these as a gift for Christmas. But again, because we're getting into the time of the year, heavens, I guess every time of year has its problems. We've had hurricanes and tornadoes up the wazoo this year. Bad weather all over the country and circumstances where people have lost their power. You want to keep in touch. That's why you'd like to have this SW Pocket Radio from C. Crane. Call them 800-522-8863. Tell them you're listening to Doug Steffen go on and on and on about the SW Pocket Radio. Very inexpensive. And you'll get a free LED flashlight with your order. Call C. Crane now at 800-522-8863. Or visit them online at ccradio.com.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You're like most people. You're probably holding off until Black Friday to start your holiday shopping.
The countdown has begun.
Well, then you're already behind.
What?
Rent-A-Center's pre-Black Friday sale is going on right now.
Oh, man.
Get to Rent-A-Center and beat the holiday rush for amazing pre-Black Friday deals on Sony smart TVs and Acer laptops. But you better hurry.
Out of my way!
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Thanks again for the generous donation.
Oh, don't mention it. When I heard from Katie, who read Kevin's blog that sent everyone to a fan page because of a tweet Bobby shared about the newsletter you sent him in an email, well, I just had to help out.
Start your own word-of-mouth campaign by combining Constant Contact email marketing with social media and spread your message to potential donors like never before. Get started today at ConstantContact.com. Constant Contact plans are as low as $15 a month and now come with a money-back guarantee.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7999. 1970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hi, I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
Here we go. Cod liver oil smells like fried cat puke. Won't bother me. Lost my sense of smell in the chem lab explosion years ago.
Birdwatchers Steve Martin and Owen Wilson faced the great outdoors in The Big Year. The two and co-star Jack Black went all the way to the Yukon, and director David Frankel told me they loved it.
That was a treat for all of them. They're all fans of each other's, and they got along famously, and they're really funny. I mean, as funny as they were on screen, they were just as funny off screen.
Now this. You know, the easiest way to watch movies is instantly in your own home with your digital cable remote. Many movies are available on demand on cable weeks before you can rent them on DVD. Here's what's hot on movies on demand on cable this week. Ryan Reynolds lights up the screen in Green Lantern. Recess is over for Cameron Diaz in Bad Teacher. Selena Gomez and Leighton Meester are a sure bet in Monte Carlo. And Demian Bashir seeks a better life. See what's coming soon at rentmoviesondemand.com and make movie night an MOD night. That's Movies for Grownups. I'm Bill Newcott.
Whether your day includes tending to the garden or taking your dog on a walk, there's no room for pain in your plans. That's why CVS Pharmacy has products like Advil, Advil PM, and Thermacare. And now, when you buy any two Advil or Thermacare products, you get $5 in extra bucks rewards with your Extra Care card. At CVS Pharmacy, you can find relief that lets you live better both day and night. Use all these products as directed. Offer good October 30th to November 5th on participating products.
All right, 800-510-8255. The focus on the weather. There are, as I said, millions and millions and millions of people who are without power this morning. The story here, when I got home yesterday, I got off the plane and got in my pickup truck and was driving out of the airport, and I came back. I usually come to the back roads on Sunday. When I come back early on Sunday morning, I need the big road. I take the small road. And I couldn't get over, here, you have to picture this. The leaves are still green. They haven't turned in southern New England. The trees are fully, fully
really
covered. Yeah, I have very little, especially around the farm. But coming up the road, I noticed, I was thinking to myself, man, for this time of year, the leaves are extraordinarily green because there's been so much moisture. So they
stay. We're turning big time here.
Yeah, well, we have just started to turn here. We're about 3 weeks later than we normally are. So the trees all have full leaves. And this heavy, heavy snow comes out. There's 31, 32 degrees is coming down. So you can imagine the trees across the road, the branches, the limbs, the lines, the power lines. One guy got out of his car foolishly and for whatever the reason was trying to move a branch or something off the road and the electric wire was around it and that was the end of him.
Man.
So I think about this story and the experiences that people have. Some people have had fun with it. Some people have had the trauma of in less than 2 months. You look at, remember now, what happened here during Hurricane Irene. Same basic areas clobbered again by this snowstorm.
Mm-hmm.
And so there are the power companies just are not able.
They're not ready.
They're so interested in the bottom line that they cut back on all the services. So they're having to haul people in from all over the eastern part of the country to work on these power lines that are downed. And the crews that are coming from the various trees. We had a couple of guys out yesterday, just went up the road with a chainsaw and cut trees and branches out of the way for people to get through to the store. And when I drove into the driveway of the farm, there were 5 inches of this wet, slushy snow. By late in the morning, you get up to 50 degrees and the snow is all gone. And that'll be the case over much of the area. But in the meantime, the power is out everywhere. So it's a really messy thing. Yeah. And it's October! 51 after the hour on Good Day.
Since we've no place to go. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of...
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and Salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Now 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's technology time with the technology tailor as we get started here trying to figure out what it is that's going on and how you're affected by all this technology. You know that there are Wall Street fund managers that are not very excited about Groupon's upcoming IPO. We're going to talk with Alex Gofiner. He's going to talk with you about why some of these managers are not very excited about this. It's pretty clear, in fact, and that's up next here on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her while she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she is going to love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
Lots of news about online deal service Groupon last week. Basically, for months, its upcoming IPO, which is expected this week, has been shrinking. Its valuation has been falling. Professional fund managers are not excited about this IPO. Why not? A couple of reasons. They wonder about the company's ability to be profitable, and, frankly, there are so many competitors. Do you care whether your great deals come from Groupon, Google, or Amazon? It's the deal that matters, not where it comes from. There's also no barrier to entry here. Anybody with an email list and a computer can become a Groupon competitor overnight, which is why there are hundreds of companies now competing with Groupon. And finally, Google made interesting news here last week as well. Its Google Offer service has started aggregating deals from 16 other companies. So you get many deals from many sources all at once from Google, which for many people is a more trusted brand than Groupon. I'm Alex Goldfein.
And now the bonus round. If absence makes the heart grow fonder, what does presence make?
I want to say crab dip.
Correct. Finish this sequence. Tree, sky.
Transubstantiationalism.
Correct. What can you watch instantly with Netflix?
Unlimited TV episodes and movies.
Correct. Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Ma'am, are you crying?
I cry when I'm happy.
Well, that makes two of us.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
All right, so Google is making some big changes to the software of its set-top box, Google TV. What is? Has anybody seen Google TV? What this is all about?
It's basically another way to watch TV shows streaming on the internet.
Yeah, like Apple TV.
Mm-hmm.
But how do you have to? What do you need for technology?
It's a box, and you hook it up to your TV.
You either have a web-enabled TV, or you can use your Wii sometimes to stream stuff, or you can get a box like a Roku for $30 or $40. That
of course, right. Roku. I know exactly what that is.
Yeah. Stream.
What the heck is
Roku's
a Roku?
Roku's easy. My grandparents have it, and they hooked it up no problem.
Really?
Easy. Yeah.
Then
and we
I
can
should,
listen.
Your father and I should be okay then.
What's really cool is you can listen to the Good Day Show on your web-enabled TV.
Really? All right, that's very...
Absolutely.
What, off of CRN Digital?
Sure.
Right.
Why not? You can
listen
to a lot of places.
All right, so Yahoo is for sale. Who's going to buy it?
I am. $100. Made a deal this morning.
Can I have in, Richie?
Sure.
I give you $40. I can be...
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so you can invest up to $49.
I thought Google was pretty secure. Everybody's on. I mean, Yahoo's pretty secure. But I see all these stories in the paper. I was reading the New York Times yesterday on the plane, and the business section are all full of stories about Yahoo being in trouble or people trying to buy them out.
I'll tell you, I used to go to Yahoo several times a day just to kind of check in and see what was going on.
Yeah.
Now it ends up being posted on Facebook at some point or Twitter, and I don't need to go to the news search engines anymore to find out what's going on. It's just, boom, it's in my face.
Well, I still use Yahoo a lot in some of the other news.
I mean, I still do, just not near as much as I used to.
Google also announced that YouTube is going to become home to about 100 channels of content. So is that what you're talking about, Jennifer? All the content, is this, where is this content coming from?
Coming from regular sources,
YouTube.
From web TV.
YouTube belongs to Google, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. So they're going to, instead of just people creating their own stuff, which is what YouTube has been all about, they're going to now begin to put regular television and video and produce DVDs on YouTube? Is that what this is about?
Yeah, they'll have...
Yeah. I don't know exactly.
They're just organizing and creating more content.
But the world needs
more. More produced content, not random content.
I like the random content, frankly.
Right.
59 FDM.